Sup, witches? Welcome back to Witchy Weed Podcast. It's me, Stardust, with you as always, and this time I've got the entire spooky crew reunited again. Yeah. With you as always is Twisted Vic.
Hey guys, it's me.
Explicit.
Yo, what's good?
Hey Lou the Fool.
Howdy, y'all.
Your mom.
Your.
And Cockahead.
Hey guys, it's me, not Twisted Vic.
Oh, well, guys, I cannot stress enough how much we are growing. And believe it or not, we're experiencing a sudden growth, a very big sudden growth in Africa. And we have our African neighbors seriously starting to tune into Witchy Weed Podcast.
Bring us some foo-foo! I want to go to a Nigerian wedding and...
Yeah, that's a little...
No, because they're lit.
That's like a party.
Bro. Yeah, oh, but they celebrate your life.
I was just like, okay, when she said a Nigerian wedding, I was like, okay, that's not like that. Nigerian funeral, I was like,
on TikTok, in heaven, there is no beer. That's my favorite.
Oh, my God.
There's no beer in heaven? Why the fuck would anyone
want to go? And he goes, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking our beer.
Why would I want to go somewhere where there's no beer?
Fuck my friends. They better not touch my beer.
Is there margaritas? Is there at least margaritas?
If there's margaritas,
I'm going to hold my legs.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, no, we are experiencing such a growth, especially, like I said, in
Africa. Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say, we're experiencing high quality.
No, this is not one of those boring customer service lines.
No.
But, I mean, it's crazy. And on Instagram, we're over 1,600 followers.
Yep.
Dang.
We're growing.
We are fucking just, we're growing faster than mold, y'all. It's crazy.
I love that phrase. I mean,
there's plenty of reasons why, you know, so. But guys, I just want to
stress. Like, I have followers that are trying to reach you.
Uh-huh.
Right? But... I'm going to tell you guys, a lot of the time, it's me. And you'll know it's me because my answers are a little shorter because I'm kind of shy. Not here because I'm with my friends. And I'll always say, bruh. Bruh. Okay. Thanks, bruh. Thanks, man. And thank you for your support. You know, like,
I have, so that's what I'm going to gonna say very, very rarely has it actually been me that has responded to any of the listeners.
And that's when I go, that's for you, girl. Get on there.
You know, I mean, hey, I never thought that it was possible to, as a podcaster, start having people kind of flirt with you.
Yes.
I mean, like, yeah, obviously no disrespect to my fiance. That's definitely...
Oh, of course.
I don't consider any offers that I would be getting through there, but I never expected
that.
Yeah. But hey, I guess, you know, that's what happens when you start becoming bigger in this type of shit. But hey.
Oh, of course.
But I definitely need to shout out some of our amazing fans and listeners and followers on Instagram. We've got at @Drac_Draven. Thank you so much for listening and being a fan. At Judas in My Mind 90. Thank you so much. It looks like you really love our shit, so we really love you back. We've got at The Ultimate Reader-er. That's like two R's.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be reader or what, but thank you, too. I mean, you're also on our shit. I have to thank at Reginald Grimsby. He's definitely one that likes our shit, so, you know, what's up with you? And for one more, fuck it, why not? I'm going to give you... Black girls love horror too.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Because
let me tell you, that is such a stereotype that, like, spooky and rock music and...
It's a white girl thing.
Yeah, it's a white girl thing. No,
I'm sorry.
It's not.
I'm Cuban. So that already disproves that one.
I'm Cuban Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Puertorriqueño.
Ah. But you know, it's like, yeah. People of all freaking genres and nationalities and races love... fucking horror movies. What's that to know?
My husband didn't believe me that in Cuba there's actually a big community of rockers that love rock music. You know, Audioslave played in Cuba.
Shit. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they do. They even have the live, the CD. And,
oh, damn.
From back then.
I can't picture all my fellow Cubans out there, you know, singing along with Audioslave.
But they do. Yeah, there is.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
especially to knowing that, you know, in that country, they really don't get political freedom. So it's kind of...
No, but Audioslave went and...
They listen to actual music.
Yeah, of course. But remember, they have
internet.
Relatives, too, that
they
come.
Have internet.
And yeah, but back then, in the early 2000s, they didn't have
internet.
So what they had was family members come, bringing their CDs, bringing their music,
true.
Bringing their stuff.
And then they're like, what's that? Oh, that's cool. I like that. Yeah,
I love that, yeah.
There's even
I don't know their name, but for the next episode, I'll find out. There's even a political rock band in Cuba that are always getting arrested.
Oh, of course, anything political,
you know? Cuba's
getting arrested.
But they're pretty cool, and it's heavy metal. It's cool. So it's for everyone.
But anyways, we've got a lit show for you.
Yeah, but I want to shout out Book Four that finally got her giveaway.
And I love the way she posed everything and her post. I mean, I was like, I feel the love, y'all.
Yes. And there's going to be more giveaways in the future.
And it will get bigger and better the bigger and better we get. So like, share, follow, because shit's only going to get better, y'all.
Yep.
We do plan on, as we get bigger, and hopefully start getting Patreons and shit like that,
yeah.
And merch and shit of that nature. We would like to eventually do on-site episodes, maybe from some kind of known location.
Yes.
So, yeah, we definitely have plans in the works. So, like, share, follow, because that only you guys will make us grow. Don't matter if you're in the U.S. of A., in Puerto Rico, in Africa. It don't matter. We love y'all, and we want more of y'all. So.
Yes.
But, going on with today's topic, before we do, it is time to get Litty Like a Titty.
Little Like a Tittle.
Or, like a tittle. Know that
from the last episode, because it was like, the skittle, little.
That's right.
And then I said little like a
tittle. Little like a tittle, so. But no, Litty Like a Titty. Hey, Lou's lighting that shit. I don't remember what the fuck the strain is, so I can't really help y'all with that.
Now, as for explicit and I, beef squashed.
Beef squash.
He made me mofongo, and I forgave him.
Ooh, I want some mofongo.
Missed it.
Well, can you make me some next time?
Leave a cheesecake out,
hey,
and let him eat it.
We have beef and mofongo.
Eat your taco. You ain't my dream taco, fucker.
Look, you ain't my dream burger, so that makes two.
Two wrongs don't make it right.
Take your parents,
your rights
for example.
Make a left.
Just make mofongo. I'll have a good time. Mofongo brings peace. I will accept your peace, mofongo.
I thought it was coquito.
That also brings peace.
Okay, I mean, if you want to make both,
no.
I don't think anybody's going
to
be upset.
We will not object to that.
Mofongo brings peace. Coquito brings babies.
Oh my God.
Well, my baby maker is no longer working, and the baby maker is not even here, so I don't have anything to worry about. I'll accept the coquito.
I'll definitely accept.
Fuck yes. So, anyways, since it is understood without words that we will receive either coquito or mofongo or both as a peace offering. But anyways,
I want war.
You want more?
I want war.
You want war?
Yes. No, it's fine.
I was gonna say, you just waved your little flag and shit. The fuck. But anyways. Going on to today's topic, we are discussing the Blair Witch Project.
Dun, dun, dun.
But, so, I know that today's generation knows Blair Witch as the movie that they've watched, because that was the 2016 film that was actually a remake of the original 1999 film. Some of today's generation have seen the 1999 film, and I understand that if they watch it and compare it to the new one, they're automatically, I can't even speak this week, they're automatically going to like be like, oh, but the editing on the first one was so bad, and it's not even scary, and it's you know, what's the point?
That's what I was explaining to our younger crew, parts of the crew.
I already knew about that.
No, but back then,
yeah,
to us,
marketing, yeah.
We thought it was a true story.
They literally marketed it even on the news. Yes. Had missing posters, missing searches. Like,
didn't everything. Didn't they have, like, a 2020 type of thing? Talking to family members.
Talking to the family members of Joshua, Mike, and Heather, I believe they were. Yeah. Actually, like, these people were receiving phone calls from friends and family members. I'm so sorry that your child is missing.
Yeah.
Like, it was so heavily marketed, and then all of a sudden, these tapes were found, and it contains their last footage, and yada, yada, yada. And then it was like, we're going to release the tapes as a feature film, and blah, blah, blah. Opening weekend, I went. It was crazy. And I'm watching this, and yes, the editing was horrible. The freaking, I mean, cinematography on it. I was like, can you stop shaking? I don't want to see Heather's booger on the screen. Like, I mean, literally, like, I mean, it was crappy ass editing. But when I was watching it, I was freaking the fuck out thinking, these were the last things these kids recorded.
Yep.
So even if it wasn't scary, oh, what? They found some twigs hanging from the tree. It's not scary. You don't see anything. Just the fact that they're alone in these woods, they've been hiking in circles for days, can't figure their fucking way out, and now someone is leaving them these things, like taunting them.
Right.
Dude, it was scary to me. I freaked the fuck out watching that. I left the theater literally crying, thinking, what happened to these fucking people? And then later on, all of a sudden, I'll never forget it, I'm watching the MTV Movie Awards,
yes!
And the three of them come out on stage, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yep. Yep.
You've been bamboozled.
We've been bamboozled, yep.
And that was their announcement.
That it was a movie.
And I was like, you fuckers took my money to see a movie shaking all over the fucking place. All running through the woods and shit.
But I'm sorry, that was genius.
Genius.
Like, imagine being in a boardroom. And you're like, you know, when you sit in a boardroom.
And you present it.
And you present your idea.
Yeah.
Imagine how people must have been, like, they were thinking, like, Is this, you know, is it real?
And it contained people being interviewed, supposedly, in the town of Burkittsville.
Because let me say something.
That were telling, oh, yes, this.
There was nowhere you can go without, like, on the TV, without hearing about the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just exploded. That's why I'm telling you, opening weekend was fucking crazy. That's when I went.
Me too.
It was crazy.
With my mom.
I went with my late husband. And yeah, even he was telling me, this movie sucks. And I was like, but babe, you gotta understand, these kids were lost in the woods and this was the last footage. So when you think about that, he was like, oh, well, true. Because it fools you.
Yeah, and that gave me nightmares. I was 12.
Yeah.
Okay. Then again. So, yeah, I was 12.
Okay, you can't say shit because you got nightmares from the leprechaun.
Yeah, because it looked like you.
First of all, I ain't bow-legged like Halo the 4 over here.
What the fuck?
What did she do?
What did I do?
I don't know. I just needed someone to target.
I mean, I thought you were going to say, oh, well, she's ginger and she's short, so.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I'm bow-legged? Excuse me?
Catch me like a charm.
I wouldn't be joking about being Lucky Charms because you're the one that's scared of it.
Oh, God, yes.
We recently, I know that that your mom and Twisted and I recently watched it, and we were like, Haka had scared of this.
Okay, understand. I saw that movie when I was 6 years old.
Yes, so we asked you, are you still scared of it now as an adult?
Yes.
And you said yes.
So you can't talk shit.
Okay, she played the fifth on this one.
Okay, but I'm just going to say that Stardust really ruined Willow for me because that was one of my favorites. Oh, and she told me, you know he plays the leprechaun, and I'm like, ugh. Also, I lived in a household full of short people.
So Willow Offgood was somebody you related to?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that you're not short, Copperhead?
I know I'm not short, but, okay, so I've been 5'8", 5'9", since I was 10.
Lucky.
I've been my height since I was
10. You know? I ain't even a little bit of my height.
But, and that's why, I'm mentioning it because it does come, so when it came out and I was scared out of my wits, But people started calling me Blair Witch Project. Because you know how they describe her as big.
I thought it was still talking about Leprechaun.
Oh, yeah, no, Leprechaun. Okay, so maybe Leprechaun just scared me because I don't know. Maybe I see short people and short people are just, you know, that's all I'm around. So to me, it was just like a regular serial killer.
Okay. Okay.
This went to so many different directions than I was expecting.
Right? Oh my god.
Were you scared of Chucky?
No, it's a doll! Boop.
Okay, I think the one hit did affect you. Just saying. Just a little. And it's cool! I like this side of you. It's the goofier, more sweet side of you. I like it. Go with it.
She's weird.
Yeah, I love weird people. It's the normal that make me crazy.
Oh, yeah,
crazy,
twisted. You know?
Because you're so normal.
You're called Twisted Vic, not Normal Vic.
I never said I was normal.
He prides.
Where in that sentence did I say I was normal?
Where that sentence is saying that
that's I'm sorry. I
that's
think
why
that
you
everybody...
can't make up your own intros.
And that's why
I steal mine.
And that's why I stole yours because it's so unoriginal. She just said your name, and you're gonna say, "Hey guys, it's me." She just said your name, so we know it's you.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
Oh, more beef, more beef. Okay. This means that somebody's gonna have to make something for somebody. Oh,
I'm not making shit. Yo, I'm not making shit. I'm ready to make him a phone call. I'm at the hole you.
That's okay. I don't want diarrhea.
Oh shit! But before this gets too far,
you know I love you.
I know.
I'm kidding. Damn!
I'm gonna remember that when I freaking call you.
Remember.
Oh wait, your memory can remember more longer than 24 hours.
Huh?
Your memory could last more than 24 hours?
I resign this beef for now. But I will get you next time.
Oh my God.
Remember!
Remember! For context for our listeners, Conkahead went through a little phase where she was spamming Twisted's, what was it, Insta?
TikTok.
TikTok, with nothing but... the He-Man Skeletor memes that start off with remember.
And the only reason I stopped is because they ran out.
I'm telling me again.
It was literally Twisted was sitting here just scrolling up and up and up, and every time I'm here, remember. That was hilarious.
Oh my god.
But get back to the Blair Witch.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean obviously The big thing about the first one was that it was supposed to be true. And as you're listening to the story, they're telling you that there was supposedly a man in the town of Burkittsville in the early, like 1900 or late 1800, I don't remember the year, that he had come out of his home that was very secluded in the woods and came to town and said, "It finally happened," or "I'm finally finished." That's what it was. "I'm finally finished." And, everybody found it weird. Well, after the cops searched his home, they found the bodies of 7 dead children. And it was discovered that he used to take them down to the basement of his home, make one face the corner while he killed another one in the middle of the room, and then would kill the one in the corner. So it was a very scary thing to think of this being a real case that had happened, you know, and that ever since then, there would be people that would be freaking going around the woods that would disappear, that would have strange things happen to them. Supposedly somebody in one of the waters had like a strange hand come up and pull it down in the water. And, you know, I mean, it was like a local urban legend to them. And so to see them even interviewing supposedly people in the town that were saying, "Yeah, my grandmother used to tell us, you know, go to sleep and don't make a noise or the Blair Witch will get you." And it's something that they grew up with. So you're wondering, watching this, thinking it's a real thing going on. They're making a documentary and they start to experience a lot of weird, creepy shit happening while they're lost in these woods. And in the movie, spoiler alert, they come across the freaking cabin where supposedly this man had been, you know, had been his home. And wind up, like, kind of, they're trying to escape what's chasing them in the woods into this house, so they're running through it. You're seeing very shaky visuals of the you know, dilapidated freaking cabin in the woods, with like handprints of children all over the walls, especially as you're going downstairs into the basement. All you see are the handprints. And then in the movie, Heather comes into the room and sees one of the guys in the corner.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, her camera just falls down, and it's understood that she died from that, you know? So, I mean, it was a very scary thing to think of. This was the last thing that they ever experienced, right. You know? So, yeah, it was definitely creepy in that sense. But when you go into the newer one, and I know that the original Blair Witch had, I believe, one or two sequels. I'm not even sure. All I know is that they fucking suck.
Oh, my God. Thank goodness that you said that. I we're going to be like, oh, no.
The Book of Shadows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Suck.
Should have stayed in the shadows.
It should have stayed in the shadows. Yes.
Yeah.
That, honestly, I mean, they should have left it at the first movie.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Done.
But now they have a remake that they redid, which is actually pretty damn good. Now, the difference between the remake and this one, because they try to make it as similar as possible.
Yeah.
With better editing, still making it look like shaky and running through the woods, but better visuals so you could actually see more of what you're looking at.
But remember, it's the time.
It's the time. And the
technology.
And then, not to mention also the fact that Sorry, I'm hitting the ball. What happens to me with the new one is that they actually amped up the scare factor in it. But of course, because now they can't rely on the marketing technique that they used in the original.
Right.
So they had no choice but to amp up the scare factor. Of course. So in this one, you actually get to see the Blair Witch.
Like, let's be real. The first movie spent more on marketing than in the movie budget.
Oh, definitely.
You know...
Yeah, I mean, I heard that these kids, they were, yeah, everybody's coughing off of the bong, guys. You know, you might as well get used to that sound. it's just like a cough. Now guys, like, let me join in.
I'm not joining in anything else, so.
You win.
What was I even saying?
I was done. I was done with this episode. I was done with you in this episode. So now you're starting. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
Signs of another war.
Go to your sides. Go to your sides.
Each to their fucking corner.
Each to their corner. 5'8".
Voluptuous woman.
In the 30s, 1930s. She has the hips. She has
the hips.
Dad, you still remember that time?
What?
Still remember all the way back time?
What?
God damn that weird really your fucking head. You said back in the 1930s. I say you still remember all the way back in that time?
Yes, because I'm a vampire.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Oh, shit. We got a Twilight confession.
I ain't going. Why the fuck does that go straight to Twilight?
I don't know.
Such a shitty movie.
I know, but hey.
Hey!
I like the books better. I would rather be a Lost Boys fan, but hey.
There you go. The vampires don't sparkle in the fucking sun.
They burn!
Underworld probably would have.
I like the Lost Boy movie, but I'm thinking of a vampire movie that I like. Oh, the one with...
Bram Stoker's Dracula. I figured that would be more your style.
Fright Night.
Oh, damn. See, now we're deviating so far off of this. Because you know what? We do have a future episode planned on vampire horror movies.
I like Dusk to Dawn.
Yes. So that one's going to be really fucking lit.
It's not a movie, but Damon.
Damon from Vampire Diaries?
Vampire Diaries.
Klaus from the originals?
Yes. Elijah.
Mm-hmm. Elijah's such a
gentleman.
But Klaus was lit.
Okay. Y'all are talking.
We are deviating. Okay, anyways, so Blair Witch, y'all.
Well, okay, back to Blair Witch. How cute was the blonde one?
In the original?
Yes.
He actually, yeah, that was okay, more my type.
Again, I'm 12 at the moment. I'm liking boys. And this older,
at that point, I was
cuter
like,
boy is I on the freaking screen. And I'm like,
oh my god. 2021.
Are you talking about the guy with like the long hair?
Yeah.
The long blonde hair.
I was thinking that earlier.
Don't start.
Yeah. You're the one starting now.
You looked at me with the look that you get when you're about to rank on
someone. I was looking on both of y'all.
He's like, he's about throwing shots on both of you.
Now you're just asking for it at this point.
Oh, no drama, no drama, no.
Pterodactyl.
Four eyes.
Triceratops.
Yeah, it's a
hammerhead.
Power Rangers. And why did you call me four eyes? You're also four eyes.
Yeah. So that means I can say it.
Shut up, nerd.
Anyways. Any fucking ways. Power Rangers. Come on.
Okay. Go Power Rangers. Yeah, okay. Back to the Blair Witch.
This is an episode that has deviated more times than anybody's, than a cocaine addict's episode.
How's that say? Cocaine
Oh my god. Have you seen those TikToks? Yeah. They put the freaking thing, and I'm like.
Anyways.
They could just get a Q-tip and just like, boop, like a
fairy. Oh, hey y'all. Hellfest coming up. Are we ready?
Yes.
Like this, you're getting on our asses about deviating.
Hellfest, you can sponsor us.
You can sponsor us.
No, you know what would be cool? Like 1 year in Hellfest, we have, you know, a booth.
You know what? That's like a plan.
A meet and greet, yeah.
We were already thinking that with the Stoner's Market here locally.
Yeah.
They have a monthly meet out there where they have vendors and stuff that are related to that. And we've already spoken to some of the vendors who would actually be interested in doing Cool Labs and coming on.
That's awesome.
One of them in particular, Knick Knack Sweet Snacks.
Oh,
remember her?
Yeah.
She had some really good little sweets to eat out there. And she was definitely interested in coming out with us, smoking with us, talking here with us. So we're actually in the process of trying to set something up and having her be a guest on our show.
That's awesome.
It would be great if maybe, I'll order for her to bring, on when she comes and guests with us, some of her sweets so that we can have, we got the munchies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, shout out to Knick Knack Sweet Snacks.
Yes. And you know what? Like, one of the giveaways, you can actually add, not the baked goods that have anything in it.
No.
Okay, but some baked goods so they can try.
Yeah. It would be an idea, yeah. I could definitely do that. What were the candies that she said she made?
She had, you know, the candy dips fruit?
Uh-huh.
She made that.
And also, we have a baker amongst us, too.
And we do have a baker
that we can also send, that she's very good. She made a really cute booby cake.
That was an experience, I'm going to say. Definitely my first booby cake.
But hopefully not your last.
Hopefully not my last.
Look her up on Facebook, y'all. Bewitched Baked Goods. Devilishly sweet. Yes, you definitely got to try that, and... Like we said, her booby cake was boob-tastic, so definitely you got to check her out.
Tits up.
Way up.
Why was your laugh sounding like fucking Justin Bieber in that Vine?
Oh, you know, I like that laugh. Oh, there's a video actually of Twisted Big. Maybe I should post it up on the Instagram since I'm head of.
Oh no! What about the one of your mom with the cups?
Oh, that's another.
No.
But she's not picking on me. Don't do that to me.
Go ahead, post a video. Even though it's already posted, dummy.
Oh yeah, but let me tell you something. You're on a fucking podcast now, and I have access to 1,600 people that are gonna watch it and share it.
Alright. Drama.
Sorry.
No drama, mama. No drama, mama. Stepping in. But anyways, back to the Blair Witch, and let's not bring her into the studio.
No.
Don't say that. Look, you hurt her feelings, Twisted.
That's mean. It's only better. No, I'm not
grateful. Yo, I also called you Miss Trunchbull, so you can call worse.
Yeah, but that was nicer because she was an Olympian.
like, she at least has something good going on, right?
Sorry.
She was an Olympian.
What the fuck? That's tough. They got special privileges in Idaho.
She was.
She was in.
What good did that do?
Something throwing her or something?
Yeah. She did that. What was good is she was a woman that can live alone because she would kill and eat anybody who went in her house.
God dang. Okay, well, back to the topic of today, the Blair Witch and the movies.
Why should I have such a white girl name? Like, the Blair Witch.
Oh my God. The
Witch. XOXO, Blair Witch Project.
She gets it. She could do like an AI type of voice, bro.
Courtney Witch. She gets it, Gossip Girl. But her name is Blair Wardrobe or whatever.
Yeah. I never watched that, so I wouldn't have gotten that.
I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
Me neither. I'm with you, X. Don't worry. But anyways, so with the new one, they definitely amped the scare, like right. I said. I actually really liked it. I enjoyed watching it. We watched it, Halo and I watched it the other night. I had seen it beforehand. We were just like, hey, let's refresh our memories and watch it.
Well, then I'll watch it. I haven't watched it.
It's actually good.
Oh, okay.
It sticks pretty much to the original storyline.
Right, yeah.
Doesn't really deviate. The only difference is now, instead of VHS tapes, it's like little USB type shit, you know?
Right.
But it sticks to the story pretty much.
What I would like to see is like the Blair Witch Project, the origins, like the actual story.
Yeah, that I would actually be interested in. So movie makers, you're slacking on this shit.
Yeah, because we would love to see what came about.
How did the Blair Witch start? Those stories of this man going into the town. I want to see how he went crazy, how he did this. Because he said that the woman told him to do it.
And remember that stories after time change.
Yes.
So it would be cool to see maybe the things that they got wrong, things that they got right, you know, like things like that.
Yeah. That one.
So Blair Witch Project, people, come on. I'm giving you ideas.
The one main difference that I did observe, because you know me, I observe shit when I'm comparing movies like that.
Yeah.
The one main thing that I did observe that was different from the original Blair Witch to the new Blair Witch is in the original, it was simply just the one kid stood in the corner, the other one stood in the middle, he would kill the one in the middle, and then it was assumed he killed the one in the corner.
Right.
In the new one, you could survive as long as you don't look at the Blair Witch.
Right.
As long as you don't face her. So the girl, spoiler alert again, if you haven't watched it, skip ahead or whatever.
I can't skip ahead. I'm in real life.
Watch it, then come back.
That, we could do that. Pause it, watch it, come back.
I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Shit.
I was four when I watched it.
None of y'all have watched it.
Yeah, you're only being like this because I've been mean to
you. I was four. You're meaner to me today than I've ever been to you.
Oh, none of y'all have watched it, so I don't want to spoil it for y'all either.
I thought we already established
it. I watched it.
No, but them, none of them. And I don't even know if he has at this point. Okay. So I'm not going to spoil it. All right, we'll keep it unspoiled. But that is a main difference where...
Damn it, Twisted Vicky.
Yay.
But that is the main difference that I noticed, that this one does have a possible outcome as long as you don't actually look at the Blair Witch.
Kind of like, Final Destination. Everyone's like, except for that one movie, like, there's, like, that exception to the rule, or Voldemort, like, I misunderstood.
So, but yeah, that is the one main thing that I noticed, but it is actually worth watching. Like, the sequels, no. If you've never watched them, don't fucking bother. They're just a waste of time.
I think it was just the part two.
I think it was just the one, yeah.
Because it did not get very good reviews.
No, at all. That one flopped.
I think that one, they put it in the vault.
Because you know what? Honestly, they should have just kept it with the first one, because that one, what really made it was the marketing.
Right.
The remake was good because of the amping up the scare factor, since they knew they couldn't do the marketing trick again. Especially now in today's internet, you know, age, people could look up everything. Is it true? And start looking up and shit. And people have already heard of the Blair Witch.
Probably. Yeah, and so, we already knew that it was, you know, fake, and everybody was there.
So that's the only difference.
other than that, I mean, like I said, it sticks pretty true to the original. Now, after watching this, my main question is, would any of y'all actually go camping?
No.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know, haunted.
Never even been there.
But not how do you know if it's haunted or not?
No, but nothing, well, not because it's haunting or nothing. I just don't want to go camping.
You can go glamping.
I would definitely go glamping.
Glamping.
But even camping, if you're telling me, hey, you know what? This is a family state park, and they have rented little lots that you rent, and blah, blah, blah. You're going to have other families around you.
Yeah. And you know what else?
And you're nearby everything.
And you know what other families they have? Family of bears. Family of rabbit opossums.
But no, but...
And don't forget about the Wendigos.
You could also rent little cabins in these areas and shit sometimes. Like, I mean, I could do something like that, but telling me, let's go for a hike into these fucking dense-ass forests where you can't see nothing but trees. Let's go hike in there and set up camp somewhere in there and spend the night. Fuck you.
Can you imagine how many unsolved murders and mysteries that are out there buried?
You know what? I'm actually reading a book right now. Here goes my little bookwarming freaking plug, I guess. But I'm reading a book called The Silent Dolls.
Okay.
It's basically about a murderer that is kidnapping little girls all along the Appalachian Trail in the mountains.
Oh.
And there's a detective that needs to come because a new girl has been kidnapped now, and the detective Reeves is a female. She's trying to try to, you know, get this little girl before she's killed.
Right.
And it just, the whole thing of being in the forest and having somebody that's maybe lives in the forest in those mountains in that area that knows though all the caves, all the everything, how is regular cops supposed to be able to find them in there? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
what's it called again for the listeners?
The Silent Dolls.
The Silent Dolls? Okay. Yes.
I'm already like 3/4 of the way through
Wow.
The book. It's been so
good. If it's on KU, I'll check it out.
It should be, because I've got it on, like the, not the Amazon books, but the Apple books
one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I really recommend it so far. I'm like really intrigued by it. Silent Dogs.
I'm definitely gonna go.
But yeah, that was my bookwarming moment. Sorry about that. But yeah, as far as the Blair Witch again, this was led to because of the whole camping issue. I would definitely say to people that are campers,
but they wouldn't know. If they're campers, they know.
Yeah, you know, be very careful with your shit. Be prepared. You never know. People that are clumsy, I wouldn't suggest camping for you.
See, that's another reason why I can't go camping.
I wouldn't suggest it, because if you're going to be hiking through mountainous areas and all the freaking hills and shit, you're going to end up getting hurt. And if you're far out there and you twist an ankle, how the fuck you get back? So, yeah, I'm just being the mama bear of the group here, you know? Just had to, like, kind of give that out there. But definitely, so as far as this episode, I guess it's going to be one of our shorter ones, because there's not really much to say about the Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Besides what we said.
This is like the all over the place episode.
This has been a little extra kind of bonusy episode for y'all, I guess we could say. Just talking shit about the Blair Witch and a lot of other shit.
Yeah.
Also,
we're planning a live on Instagram.
We are planning it. I can't say yet when it's going to happen, because it does involve a lot of technical shit that both our IT person and our marketing person and everything have to work out together to make sure that it's all a go.
Yep.
But we definitely are planning an Instagram Live.
Yes.
So we'll let you know all the details.
That way you can interact with us. We can, you know, talk about things and stuff like that.
We definitely want some of our avid listeners to be on this one.
Yes.
So we can hear from you. We want to hear from you. When we get Liddy like a titty on that episode, we want y'all to get Livy Like a Titty with us.
Yeah.
So it's virtually like we're just sitting together and doing this. They're kind of
cool. What is a virtual circle?
A virtual circle. The circle of peace. But anyways, our next episode, you do not want to miss. We're building on all the hype, on all the craziness that is going on the media right now, and we are covering the Quiet on Set documentary.
Yes.
Because, hey, true crime involves
this type of stuff,
unfortunately.
And the Quiet on Set and a lot of other stories.
And a lot of other stories that have come as a result of that.
Hollywood is with children.
So we will definitely not only be focusing on Quiet on the Set, we will also mention other Hollywood pedophilia type of shit.
Victims
coming out. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely cover that. That's going to be our cover, which we will creatively decided to call Loud on the Podcast.
Love it.
So you definitely want to tune into that one. Other than that, keep liking, share, follow, do the whole shebang, guys, because we are growing and we love you for it. And until then,
stay lit, witches!